This is VOA News by remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Some areas in Italy are facing a rapid increase in coronavirus positives. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A virologist working in Milan tells the AP the nation has 2 weeks to stop the rising rate of transmission of coronavirus, or it risks following in the footsteps of European neighbours, where exponential spreads have ushered back harsh restrictions. Italian health officials have declared that the resurgence of COVID-19 has reached an acute phase, saying the surge, which hit pandemic highs of new daily infections this week, is not the result of record testing, as policymakers have suggested, but a sign of a real return among the population most at risk. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A densely populated northern Greek region went into a new coronavirus lockdown Friday after scores of new infections this month. Greece's public protection agency said the curbs will remain in place until October 29th in the Kozani region, home to some 150,000 inhabitants. In a statement, it said, quote, masks are compulsory in all indoor working areas and outdoors. All gatherings are suspended and movement outside the region is prohibited, end quote. The order shuts most businesses, including restaurants, cinemas, courts, retail shops, hair salons, and gymnasiums. Schools will remain open, however, unlike in the first wave national lockdown in March. As Italian health officials declare the resurgence of COVID-19 has reached an acute phase, a virologist on the front line in the Lombard capital Milan tells the Associated Press, Italy has 2 weeks to stop the spread or risks, quote, following in the footsteps, end quote, of European neighbors, where exponential spreads have ushered back harsh restrictions. He says already in Milan, the number of patients who are elderly or have other risk factors is growing. This is VOA News.